since 1990. Before that, the building had housed several businesses over the years, from a Kresge's dime store with a lunch counter to a craft store to a pool hall. The law firm hopes to know by the middle of next month how much would be needed to restore the building. Terre Haute Mayor Duke Bennett says he'll appeal today's court ruling throwing out that city's 2007 mayoral election. The Indiana Court of Appeals declared the office vacant, saying Bennett's former job running the federally funded Hamilton Center Mental Health Facility made him ineligible to run. But Bennett says he'll ask for a stay of that ruling and appeal the decision to the Indiana Supreme Court within 30 days. Former Mayor Kevin Burke lost to Bennett by 110 votes. He claimed after the election that Bennett's candidacy had violated the Hatch Act, prohibiting political activities by federal workers. The appellate court ruling could force a special mayoral election in Terre Haute. Bennett says if it comes to that, he will run again because he no longer works for Hamilton Center. Barack Obama's brief career in the U.S. Senate now has an expiration date. In a statement, the president-elect says he's resigning from the Senate effective Sunday. Sam Hudzik reports.
The resignation was expected, of course. It's the timing that was unclear. Obama's served less than 4 years in the Senate, spending most of the final 2 years running for president, leading to hundreds of missed Senate votes. In a statement, Obama said it's been, quote, one of the highest honors and privileges of my life to have served the people of Illinois. Governor Rod Blagojevich has said he plans to pick a replacement for Obama by the end of the year. The governor's office had no immediate comment about whether that timeline has been changed by Obama's announcement. I'm Sam Hudzik.
The University of Illinois Board of Trustees has approved a contract extension for President Joseph White. He's been president of the university's three campuses in Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield since 2005. His contract was originally approved for 5 years. It now extends through June 2011. No other changes in the contract terms were recommended by the chair of the board and members of the Human Resources Committee. White is the 16th U of I president. He receives an annual salary of $450,000. 14 young whooping cranes passed into Illinois this week on their way to Florida. They're finding their way south, guided by pilots and ultralight aircraft. Kristen Moo has more.
The migration is part of an effort to reintroduce the endangered whooping crane into the wild. These birds were all hatched in captivity this spring, so they haven't learned how to migrate just yet. A group of biologists and crane enthusiasts hopes to show the whoopers the way south. Liz Condi is the spokesperson for Operation Migration.
We spend the entire summer socializing the birds, gradually building up their strength and stamina behind the ultralights until in the fall we feel that they are strong enough and have enough loyalty to the aircraft that we can leave with them on migration.
But things are progressing slowly. Weather conditions have to be just right to fly, and the winds in Wisconsin have held them back. The whooping cranes have traveled just 129 miles in over 3 weeks. I'm Kristen Moo.
It's 4:33.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
Now taking a look at the weather, cloudy conditions dominated Illinois today, though there were several breaks in the clouds. The breaks did not allow enough sunshine for there to be much of a warm-up at all. By 3 p.m., the temperatures ranged from 52 degrees in Bloomington and here in Champaign-Urbana to 57 degrees in Galesburg. The advance of a strong and fast-moving cold front moving through the northern plains, cloudy conditions, and the chance for rain will increase across the Midwest this evening. The rain will spread across the rest of the Midwest through tonight, continuing into tomorrow. After passage of the cold front across the nation's midsection tomorrow, colder air will return to the region tomorrow night and Saturday with some snow accumulations expected for the northern half of Illinois. Let's take a look now at the forecast for the Champaign-Urbana area from meteorologist Ed Kieser. It calls for cloudy skies tonight, some showers, the low 49, south to southwest winds, 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, periods of rain, the high 56, winds from the southwest at 8 to 16 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy, windy, turning colder, periods of rain changing to snow. Some snow accumulation is possible towards daybreak Saturday morning. Expect a low Friday night of 29. For Saturday, it'll be cloudy, windy, and cold with occasional snow showers and flurries. The high, 34, the wind chill in the low 20s. West to northwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with higher gusts. For Saturday night, cloudy, blustery, and cold with a few flurries, the low 24. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on Sunday, the high 38. Right now, it is warmer still, 51 degrees outside Campbell Hall in Urbana. The time is 4:35. I'm Jim Meadows for AM 580.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, we're talking with observers of Iraq about what's next for that country and for the war there now that Senator Barack Obama has won the election. The president-elect campaigned on a plan to withdraw U.S. troops.
My view, based on the advice of military experts, is that we can redeploy safely in 16 months so that our combat brigades are out of Iraq in 2010. As president, I intend to work with our military commanders to assure that we